The term double dipping refers to public employees who retire, draw a pension, and return to their old jobs under contract. The practice was highlighted recently when a vice chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay retired and was rehired to a six-figure job a month later. To Whitewater area Republican Steve Noss, that's unambiguously wrong and ought to be stopped.
This is not confusing. These people knew what they were doing and they were scamming the system.
But many testified yesterday that the everyday examples of double dipping are more innocuous. The state says most often it's teachers who retire, earn a pension, and then come back to work. John Forrester of the School Administrators Alliance says that's a rare example where everyone wins.
The students win because they receive expert services from a proven educator. The district wins because it gets the services of an effective educator for a lower cost, and the cost savings also provides a win for the taxpayers.
Those cost savings come from the district only having to pay a salary and not benefits. It happens in local governments, too, which is why Kurt Witinski of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities testified against plans that would end the practice.
It'll increase our labor costs and the cost of hiring, you know, highly qualified individuals.
Majority Republicans are considering one plan that would make people wait longer before coming back to work, and another that would ban some workers from drawing a pension. Sponsors say both are aimed at preserving the state's pension system, but there's no evidence either will save money, and neither has undergone an intense actuarial study. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.